This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama citizens and patriots, one and all. This is Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. We are here today, myself and producer Brian Temple, to talk to you about news and notes and happenings and things that are going on both in our country and primarily in Alabama and the square root of primarily in Huntsville, Alabama. What's happening here? And there's a lot going on right now. Primarily today, we are still, unfortunately, pretty cold out there. I know they said the temperature is in the 30s and the 40s, and it is, but I'll tell you what, it doesn't feel like that out there, not with the wind blowing. And my little dog, I open the door to let him out. He pokes his snout out the door and brings his snout right back in. He ain't going out. He isn't going to have any part of that. We've got a good show for you today. Our regular Wednesday feature of the Redstone Rocket Report with Redstone Rocket editor Skip Vaughn will be coming up here in a few minutes. And also we have a candidate for the Secretary of State. Caroline Dobson is going to join us, and I'm really looking forward to talking to her. But what I want to do today, firstly, is just talk a little bit about something that I noticed on the media this morning, and it brought back some old memories of some stuff that I did when I was at West Point, a paper I wrote, and I'm going to go to the back door of history to get to the front door of what I want to talk about. And the topic is this: how can the media craft things? How can they make people believe what they want to believe, or just take it off the table and let them forget about it? Well, I wrote a paper about this at West Point, and the topic of my paper essentially was, how did Joe Stalin become Uncle Joe Stalin? That's an interesting thing. In 1970, when Woodrow Wilson was president, he signed a document called the Espionage Act. And what this did was this allowed the citizenry of the U.S., essentially those members of the Socialist Party, just to be rounded up and arrested in droves. And also, you had a Red Scare in 1919, where again, members of the Communist Party were accused of bombings, attempted assassinations, all kinds of things, and they were suddenly just rounded up and arrested. Now, this, by the way, I'm not going towards what's happening with our immigration. This is how the media can maybe make you believe things, because the point was in the turn of the century in this country, the Communist Party was not a well-liked entity at all. In fact, that went on for many, many years, but all of a sudden, World War II came along, and guess what happened? Joe Stalin, who was the leader of the biggest communist country in the world, somehow became Uncle Joe Stalin. Now, he never visited the United States. He never held one little baby in his arm, and he never kissed one little baby. He never made a speech. He never did anything. He had been depicted as a brutal leader prior to the necessity of him being our ally in World War II, where suddenly he was portrayed as a benevolent, kind figure to foster goodwill among the public. The media did that, and that image stuck for quite some time until it just didn't serve the country anymore to portray him like that. And that was a long time ago, but you know, that kind of stuff still happens in the media today. And I'll give you a recent example, sort of a recent example, but back in the days of 9/11, there was a young intern in Washington, D.C. named Chandra Levy. And Chandra Levy was abducted and murdered in a park in Washington, D.C. And the biggest one who was the suspect in all that was a congressman from California named Gary Condit. Every day on the news, the lead story was something about Gary Condit and Chandra Levy. You know, did he do it? Did he not do it? What was the nature of their relationship? And that went on and on and on. That's what the media ran with. That was the top story. That appeared to be the most important thing in America. And guess what happened? 9/11 came along. And you've never heard another peep about Gary Condit and Chandra Levy. It disappeared from the news. Well, what else has disappeared from the news? Today, essentially, I saw it disappear from the news. And that was the incidents and the things that are going on in Minneapolis, Minnesota. When Savannah Guthrie's mom got kidnapped, that was it. That's what the news is all about. That's what people are talking about. And Minneapolis might as well be in a different country. So what's the point of this? I think the point of this is, even though we are the media here too, you know, think about what you're doing and think about what you're seeing on TV and what you're reading in the paper and think about the reason it's going out there. Is this stuff going out there just to really give people the truth about what's going on, or is it going out over the airwaves to help sell commercial time? Because that's what makes these people stick. I don't really know what the answer to that is. I've just always thought it was unusual in our country that that things happen in the media and they're reported when it serves the media well. And obviously, the thing that's really catching people's attention now when they're watching these early morning news shows is the fate of Mrs. Guthrie and Savannah's mom. So I don't know. I don't know how germane that is, but that is something that I've always wondered about. And I just wanted to share that little nugget. By the way, I got a C on that paper at West Point, so maybe I didn't know what I was talking about then, and maybe I don't know what I'm talking about now. But I did want to share that with you. Another little headline I wanted to mention that came out today that has slipped by. Maybe it'll make it on the news tonight, but I hadn't been tracking this at all. But the former husband of First Lady Jill Biden has been indicted for murder in Delaware. Supposedly he has been linked to the death of his second wife in December, and he was indicted on February 2nd and arrested shortly thereafter. So that's a bit of news I hadn't been tracking at all, and I'm certainly looking forward to, not looking forward, I just want to see how that plays out. So just a little bit about some of my perceptions on the media and some of the headlines that are going on in the news today. We'll get into more of that later on as the show goes on. But our first guest will join us in just a little bit, and that is Skip Vaughn, the editor of the Redstone Rocket. I actually have a copy of the Redstone Rocket in my hot little hand that Skip and I can talk about. There's some interesting stories in there today.
An actual newspaper.
What's that?
An actual newspaper.
An actual
newspaper. Seems like a relic of a bygone day.
And you can hear me rattle it. It is an actual newspaper. You can't find them much anymore. But
leave that sitting around. I haven't read an actual newspaper in years.
Well, yeah, I'll leave it sitting around. And in fact, maybe you can read it when we take a break, which we'll do right now. This is Bill Crawford on The Point. We'll be back shortly.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Hello, listeners. I want to tell you a little bit about Minuteman Press and what we have to offer our community. We specialize in paper printing and can help from designing your piece to the finished product. We print media guides for many of the athletic departments at high schools and universities around the area. We typically purchase sponsorships from these schools as well, try and help them with their fundraising. Once we have reached our new normal, we also print all types of marketing materials for you to hand out either in person, via mail, or at various trade shows and events. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title. Because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beavs likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
There are only about 4,300 publicly traded companies on the U.S. Stock Exchange. But there are an estimated 33 million companies in the U.S. Hi, I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. The average investor is missing out on over 99% of the investment opportunity that's happening in this beautiful country until now. True portfolio strength is found beyond the confines of the S&P 500, investing in promising companies before they go public. Private real estate, infrastructure, world-changing technologies. This is called the endowment model. The endowment model has historically outperformed the traditional model of just stocks and bonds. If you're an accredited investor and want more from your investments, it's time to think beyond just stocks and bonds. Call Trajan today, 256-202-4200. That's 256-202-4200.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. See website for details.
At Johnson & Hayes Physical Therapy, it's not just what we do, it's who we are. Founded in 2003 by Huntsville natives Scott Johnson and Todd Hayes, Johnson & Hayes brings exceptional care to every patient through an all-star team of highly trained physical therapists. From sports performance to post-op rehab, dizziness, women's health, and more. With 7 locations across North Alabama, expert care is always close to home. Learn more at johnsonandhayes.com. Johnson & Hayes Physical Therapy, where extraordinary care meets exceptional outcomes.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. Taking care of your property yourself can be a real headache. Eagle can handle it for you. They offer full landscaping services, irrigation, mowing, bush hog, and can install plants and trees, sod, and even landscape borders. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. And also, producer Brian Temple behind the glass, looking at me, making sure I don't screw anything up, which requires a lot of looking, quite frankly. And we're here with you on Talk Radio WZZN. And if you want to call us on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline, we'd love to have you do that at 256-382-0724. But right now, we're going to go to our regular Wednesday segment, which is the Redstone Report with the editor extraordinaire of the Redstone Rocket, Skip Vaughn. Skip, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for that introduction. I mean, stuff is always busy over here at Redstone Arsenal. We're glad to be here.
Well, it is always busy. And, you know, I picked up a copy of The Rocket today, and I think I got one that was a week old. I didn't notice that till I just started looking at it later on. But tell us what are the headlines in the Redstone Rocket, and what is going on this week, or what happened this week out there?
Okay. Our front page to today is construction. The headline says construction builds to $125 million annually at Redstone. And what that's talking about is the construction projects that go through our Garrison's Directorate of Public Works. That amounts to $125 million annually. And those are just the projects that go through our organizations. There, of course, there's other construction out here too. But that $125 million, that includes $35 million in what they call sustainment, revitalization, and modernization funds, which are allocated funds. And $90 million of that is customer funded. And those are the projects that we build for other organizations. So it's a big business out here, obviously, and construction has grown every year annually for the past 5 years. There's been an 8% increase in construction going through DPW, and last year we were 20% more in construction. So it's a big deal, and of course a lot of it has to do with the Space Command headquarters coming here. There's other organizations too, but that's a big chunk of it too. So construction's a big deal, and we featured it on our front page of the Redstone Rocket today.
Well,
go ahead.
So that just proves without a doubt that I picked up a week old edition, because the front page I'm looking at is the dog park. And I think I think we talked about that last week, but I do have some questions about that later on. You know, I'm a gate three kind of person. That's how I enter the arsenal down on the southeast end of Huntsville. And there is a lot of construction going on down there. It's just amazing. You know, the whole place seems like it's leveled. And, it's, you know, it's not like when Jim and Nick's is putting a new restaurant in and it says future home of Jim and Nick's. Essentially, you just see the ground is torn up and you know something's coming. But do you have any more insight on some of the projects, what they actually are?
Yes, of course, there's some things I can't really go into detail about the secure facilities. But some of the other things that we're doing, there's an organization out here called the Space Development Agency. And over the past few years, we've done several projects for them. Of course, we're doing building work for NASA. We're doing work for your old organization, the what used to be the AMRDEC, or the lab. Of course, that's the Aviation and Missile Center now, the Combat Capabilities Development Command Aviation and Missile Center. We're doing a laboratory revitalization project for them. So we're doing a lot of things, Marriott projects, and of course I can't go into a lot of details about some of the secure things that we're doing.
Well, you know, when I was here as a uniformed officer in 19, I don't want to say how long ago it was. It was 1988, but I was a member of then MICOM, which I think was the predecessor to AMRDEC, and then have been in AMRDEC, now AVMIC, for many, many years up until December 31st. So a place that's very near and dear to my heart. So that's good to hear that that's happening, and that the leaders of this state and this country are continuing to improve and revamp Redstone Arsenal. So that's page one. Let me digress 1 second, because I want to go back to the page one I'm holding about the dog park, which, you know, really looks pretty cool. And but I had a question about that. You may not know the answer, but something that just caught my eye when it was saying what the rules of the dog park were. And it said one of the rules is that a dog must be at least 4 months old. And I was, how are they going to check that? Are you going to have to have a birth certificate with your dog?
Sure, Bill. No, I'm not a dog owner, so I don't know, but I'm sure there's some way they can check. I do know that, of course, it has to have rules, just like anything.
Right.
And there is an area, of course, it's the idea is to have a nice big park where dogs can can run around free. They don't have to be on a leash while they're inside the park. So they run around free. You got an area for small dogs. You got area for big dogs. And so it's a big deal. And what's happening with the dog park, which we call Vinson Bark Park, a little play on words with Vinson Park, that's going to have its ribbon cutting, its dedication Thursday at 4 p.m. at Vinson Park, which is on Redstone Arsenal. Of course, you have to have a way to get into Redstone Arsenal. But people on Redstone Arsenal, if you want to have a place to have for your dogs to run around, that will open up tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Well, I will try to get out there if I can, but I'm on the air until 4 o'clock, and I just wonder how many people will be having dogs out there running around in the weather tomorrow that's going to be here. But just a couple more things, kind of from a humorous note on the dog park. One of the other rules is that female dogs in heat are not allowed. And I guess you have to count the honor of the owner to say, no, my little dog's not in heat. I didn't know that.
And, that's true.
And one other thing I thought was interesting, and if you're an owner of these type dogs, you ain't going to be able to put your dog in the dog park, and that is a pit bull, an American yes. Staffordshire Bull Terrier, English Staffordshire Bull Terrier, Rottweilers, Doberman Pinschers, Chows, and Wolf hybrids. So I guess that's a way to say, I guess that's the list of the meanest dogs in the world. But
Exactly.
Well, so that concludes my comments on the dog park. But
okay,
what else is happening out there? What's on page two and on back in the rocket?
Okay, well, as always, we manage to fill up 48 pages every week. Some of the other things that are going on, of course, we covered this last week. It was big news. It's big ongoing news for NASA and Marshall Space Flight Center. Artemis II, which is going to be a 10-day mission around the moon and back to Earth. It's going to have astronauts on it. So it's a big deal. And the launch window was originally supposed to be this week. It was going to be Friday and going through the weekend. But, of course, they were getting ready for it and testing it and so forth. And they decided to delay the Artemis II mission until March. And so that's not going to happen this week, and it's delayed until March. But that's big news for us because we have NASA and Marshall Space Flight Center that are working hard on that project.
Well, you know, I noticed that, and I think I read an article. It might have been on the rocket, but the delay was supposedly caused because of hydrogen fuel leaks. And I don't know exactly what that means, but it seems to me like a fuel leak on a rocket that's going into outer space, that's not a good thing to happen. It's not like you can get out there and just pull over to the side of the road and say, let me see what's going on here. So
Exactly. So they want to be sure, 100% sure that it's safe. And so they've pushed it until the earliest is going to be March.
Well, have people started showing up out on the Arsenal yet for Space Command? I know I'm not really even certain where it's going to be out there, but are offices going up and people? I know they had a ribbon cutting not that long ago, but to your knowledge, are people actually showing up out there that are, I guess you would call them Space Commandos. I'm not really certain what you call those guys.
The members of the Space Command. Yes, we have people here. From Space Command, they've already moved down and they're starting to move in, and we're starting to build their facility. And so there has been a transition team leader who's an Alabama native. This is Major General Terry Grisham, and he is the leading the transition team. And we have a story about him in today's rocket. And so it's a big deal. It's an ongoing story. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's going to happen in phases, but it is starting to happen. We are seeing people from Space Command who are moving on to Redstone Arsenal.
Have you met General Grisham yet? Because I was reading his biography, and it seems to me like he he actually was here as just an employee, you know, maybe a civilian, and he was a general in the reserves. Have you bumped into him yet?
He looks very familiar. I can't place where I, of course, I've been here since 1980, and somewhere our paths are crossed. I was reading his bio, too. It said that he went to Athens State, and so he is an Alabama native. I can't put my finger on when I actually did talk with him, but I know our paths have crossed at some point. And he was over at the Aviation and Missile Command, or AMCOM.
Yeah, I think that's where my path may have crossed with him also. So what else is happening in the good old Redstone rocket that reflects the pulse of what's happening out on the arsenal?
Okay. Well, of course, we have some big events coming up all year. One thing that was mentioned in today's update meeting, there's the third annual Redstone Arsenal Combined College Graduation Recognition Ceremony. And that's what this is, of course, the third year. And what that is we have people, of course, more than 45,000 people, and many of them graduate from colleges, receive degrees during each year, and family members and so forth. A lot of soldiers, of course, they might receive their degrees elsewhere, and their families don't really get to experience the graduation. And so what we do each year, our Army Education Center here at Redstone Arsenal, we have a ceremony where we invite people who have graduated during the year to join us for a combined ceremony, and they get to walk across our stage and receive a diploma, and their family members are here to experience it. And I personally experienced that last year, and it is a great event. It really is. It gets emotional. It's heartwarming, and we're really looking forward to that. Our education services officer, Barbara Anderson, she said that it's her favorite event of the year, and I can totally understand that. So we're looking forward to that, May the 14th at 1 p.m. It's going to be at our Bob Jones Auditorium, which is here in the Sparkman Center on Redstone Arsenal.
And I have certainly spent many an hour in the Bob Jones Auditorium doing all kinds of things, mandatory training, promotion ceremonies, retirement ceremonies. So one thing just to clarify on this event that's happening, the people who are receiving their diplomas, that's not necessarily something that they did at Redstone Arsenal. That's like, let's say a person is employed at the Arsenal and graduated from Calhoun or somewhere like that. You're saying that they can choose to participate in this, and that diploma will be presented to them during that ceremony.
That is correct. It's more ceremony. It's not the actual awarding of the diploma. It's just so they can experience it with their family. So, for instance, my daughter, she got last year, she got her doctorate in pharmacy from Stanford University. And she was able to be part of that combined graduation recognition ceremony last year. So I know it's a very heartwarming thing. You get emotional. It's a very big event for us.
Well, I would imagine. Especially for you. That had to be a big event. And that's really cool. I'm glad you shared that with us. So as we travel back through the rocket, what else is going on? Anything in the world of sports, which I know you're very familiar. I know it's the Super Bowl this weekend. Well, while we're there, have you got a pick on the Super Bowl? I think you said you're a Seahawks guy, right?
Yes, I am. And I always write a sports column every week, and of course that was a no-brainer. I had to write about the Super Bowl, so I went into the history of it, and I learned a few things by looking back. I didn't realize that the Steelers and the New England Patriots, they're tied for the most Super Bowl wins, which is 6. And so we got New England again, and I'm not rooting for them. I'll put it that way. And, you know, I'm a Philly guy. I'm originally from Philadelphia. And so I think from birth, I learned not to really think too much of the teams from Boston. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
So I'm pulling for the Seahawks, and we'll have to see what happens. But, of course, that's going to be Sunday in Santa Clara at 5:30 p.m., and it's a big deal. Of course, in our sports section, we like to cover local sports, too. And one of the things that I try to do, cover the sports on post. We have NASA sports, Marshall Space Flight Center sports, or volleyball and so forth, softball, kickball. And, of course, there's youth basketball on post, too. And, it's all age groups. They start as young as 6, and they go up to 17. And so I enjoy covering them. Last week I covered a 10-and-under game, and it was coached by a longtime friend of mine. He's a retired Sergeant Major, Greg Knight. And I covered his very first practice, and I looked at him, and I knew what he was thinking. This team, he's got players who have never touched the basketball before. They're just learning the game. And so he knew that this year was going to be a learning experience. And so he wants the kids to learn the game. He wants them to have fun. I covered one of his games last week, and it was as I expected. They were playing a team from the American facility in Southeast Huntsville. And that team came in, and they beat the Redstone 10-and-under team. They beat them 36-1. The Redstone team got one free throw. They made one of two foul shots with 4 minutes left, and that was the only point they scored. And so I talked to those kids after the game, and of course they're still enthusiastic. They're having fun, and that's the whole thing. They're learning. They're having fun, and so they're on this journey, and it's really a lesson that. It's not just wins. It's not just losses. It's also how you play. It's how you feel and how you treat others.
You know, Grantland Rice couldn't have said that any better himself. And I'm sure you know who that is. But before yes. I let you go, I've got to ask you, because, I picked up the wrong rocket. What's your music list this week?
Oh, man. I was hoping you'd ask that. I got this is one group that I kind of get confused with another. This week is the Steve Miller Band. And, of course, Steve Miller Band, and I almost confused it with the Dave Matthews Band. And it's two different bands. It's two different bands. But the Steve Miller Band, I'll tell you, number one on my list is Fly Like an Eagle. And I'm not going to sing it because I can't sing, but... it pops in your head. I got them confused with Dave Miller Band, but the Dave Matthews Band. But no, it's the Steve Miller Band. And of course, number two on my list is Abracadabra, which is also a big, huge hit. And number three is Take the Money and Run. And number four is Rockin' Me, Rockin' Me. And keep on rocking me, babe. And the number five is Jet Airliner. But you think of those, and those are icon songs. So the Steve Miller Band has always been one of my favorites, even if I can't get the name of the band correct.
Well, I'm going to have to correct you on something. I can't believe you didn't put the Joker as number one.
I didn't go far on this one. Jet Airliner, number five. Swingtown, number six. Okay, the Joker, number seven. Number seven. I got it number seven.
Okay.
So I came up with 10 songs, and the Joker is in there, and that is another one of those icon songs too.
Alright, well hey, by the way, I saw him live last year, 80 years old, and he was still rocking it, so thanks for catching us up on Redstone Arsenal on the Redstone Rocket Report with Skip Vaughn.
See you next week.
Okay. This is you, Skip.
Talk to you soon. This is Bill Crawford. We'll be back in a little bit. We'll go out with a little bit of Steve Miller. Back soon.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal.
Every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title, because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
In football and in finance, the best offense is a good defense. Neighbors Wealth Management has joined forces with Alliance Group to provide Alabamans with world-class financial service on both sides of the ball. Get the expertise to grow your wealth and protect your assets all under one roof. Give us a call and let's work together to turn your personal financial franchise into a perennial powerhouse. 256-469-2324 or visit us at neighborswealthmanagement.com. That number again is 256-469-2324 or neighborswealthmanagement.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. We are going to be cooler across the Tennessee Valley. Temperatures only climbing into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Dropping into the mid-20s as we head into the overnight. Plenty of sunshine for your Thursday. Temperatures climbing into the lower 40s. Back into the mid-50s by the time we get to Friday.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. I am Bill Crawford, along with Brian Temple. We are here to take you through the top of the hour and the subsequent hour, just to talk about anything and everything that's happening in the country
and in our neighborhood, and also in the state of Alabama. And that was Skip Vaughn, who gave us an update on what's happening out at Redstone Arsenal. And Redstone Arsenal right now is kind of like any governmental entity that's overcoming the hangover of the holidays and trying to get things back in the groove. And just as they were getting back in the groove, the government decided to take a little four-day hiatus and shut down. It opened back up yesterday by the slimmest of margins with a 217 to 214 vote. But the little fly in the ointment is the fact that the Department of Homeland Security was not addressed, and they're having a lot of issues. Obviously, if you turn on your TV at night, you see that. And they funded most everything, except they're going to have to resolve the issues that exist with Homeland Security pretty soon. I think they've got 13 more days before they have to vote on that again. And two of the main things that are sticking points, one are making the Homeland Security folks, the policemen that are there, wear body cams and also not wear masks. So I think the body cam thing is being implemented even as we speak, but I don't know. We'll see how this thing plays out. It's a very sticky situation. Thankfully, it's not as sticky here in Alabama as it is in other places, and we'll see how that gets resolved, and hopefully it can get resolved without sending our federal workers back home again, which is not good. And actually, in this past little four-day shutdown, most of them weren't sent home. They were just told they have to work without pay, and that's not a good thing, especially when it bleeds over to our men and women in uniform. You know, that is just, that's one of my little pet peeves, is when something like that happens and you've got soldiers sometimes deployed overseas in combat zone who are leaving a family back here who aren't getting paid. And, you know, that is one of the most injustices that happens in this country every now and again. And I hope it does not happen again and they can make that thing go away. One thing I was talking about actually with my wife were political movies. And I know that's not really what we're supposed to talk about here, but I was just thinking, hey, what are some good political movies? And if you have one, give us a call and tell us about it at 256-382-0724. There's a series that's on Netflix right now that we just sort of stumbled across called Designated Survivor that stars Kiefer Sutherland. And this brings into focus something I didn't even know existed, but every time the House and the Senate the leaders in Washington decide to have a State of the Union address, they pull one person out from each party and don't allow them to go to the meeting, and they call that person the designated survivor in case something bad happens. Well, in this movie, something bad happens. The Capitol gets blown up, and everybody gets killed except the two designated survivors, one of whom is Kiefer Sutherland, and the other one is the Speaker of the House of the Democratic Party, a supposed representative from Tennessee. I'm not going to say any more about that, but that is you'll get hooked on that if you decide to watch it. Another one of two of my favorite political movies. One is The Contender, starring Jeff Bridges, which follows the story of a young female senator who is trying to be nominated to the vice presidency after the vice president dies of a heart attack. Very good political intrigue movie starring Jeff Bridges. And of course, there's the ever popular All the President's Men, which is the story of Bob Woodward and the Watergate investigation that they led, and they actually brought the presidency down on that. So if you're interested in political movies, those are two good ones that you would really enjoy. It's not a political movie, but it's kind of sort of, and that's A Few Good Men, the story of with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. That's a great line, a great movie. And I love that one. Love to watch it. Well, give us a call if you can, 256-382-0724. Let's hit a few more headlines that are out there today.
Well, talking about movies, I just thought about this. There's a miniseries out on Netflix called Death by Lightning. It's about the assassination of President Garfield.
Wow.
And how,
speaking of going in the Wayback Machine.
Right. So it's the days leading up to the, to him becoming president, and then the assassination and the vice president taking over from there. It's very well done. It's from that that period where the country's still trying to get back on its feet after the Civil War, the 1880s, and dealing with still a lot of burning sentiment there. So if you have some time, it's about four episodes. It's a good watch.
Well, who did succeed Garfield? That's one that I don't
know. Oh, see, now you had to ask me.
Well, I'm sure you'll find out. You've got a computer that you can just pull that up right away. And also, given that this is Super Bowl week, I'm going to ask a Super Bowl trivia question. You know, the Super Bowl halftime show this year is not my favorite person, Bad Bunny. But do you know who the first Super Bowl halftime show was, Brian?
Who was that?
You'll never guess, but it's about the most opposite from Bad Bunny that one could be.
Was that the one that had Up With People?
No, it was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Oh, well, there you go. Quite the dichotomy.
Quite the dichotomy indeed. You know, going from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir to Bad Bunny is about as opposite as you can get. But, you know, that's always a good time to go take a break. And I have to say, I think I've come to the realization that the Super Bowl halftime shows are not for my generation. And I think the NFL is, you know, smartly trying to attract a different demographic to their games. And that's one way to do it, is get the people that play to the young folks that you and I just probably don't listen to at all.
Well, I mean, there was the year they had the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And so they're not of my generation because, you know, after that. But, I mean, there's been the incident with Janet Jackson. The only thing I'll say about that is if you don't intend to show it, you wouldn't decorate it. But, I mean, there's always something, and there's always somebody who doesn't like it. And I go back to the words of the late, great Louis Grizzard. It's like two mules fighting over a turnip. Who cares?
And you know, as far as halftime shows go, you know, they say, well, they ought to get the old guys there. Well, hey, they've had every great old band of my age. I mean, they've had Bruce Springsteen play the halftime show. George Harrison has done it. Tom Petty. Many, many folks who were good bands of my genre. And I guess it's somebody else's turn in the plate to have somebody on the halftime show. But one other headline, just to zip back into a headline that I think is fairly interesting. This is a national headline, kind of slow in the state today. Not a whole heck of a lot going on. But Bill and Hillary Clinton are going to have agreed to testify before the House Committee on the Investigation of Jeffrey Epstein. And I'm of the opinion, and I hope this comes true, I'm tired of the Jeffrey Epstein case. You know, whatever happened way back then, you know, let's get this thing somehow put to bed and let's get it over with. And maybe this testimony will put an end to that. I don't know. But I've never been a fan of all this reporting and all these millions of documents that have been released. I hope if somebody did something wrong, they're brought to justice. But this is a headline that I think has outlived its usefulness.
And well, you know, and that was in your comments from before about how the media takes something and runs with it. I happen to have about 30 years experience in television media, and it's the next shiny thing. I don't think there's really any intent, at least not on the local level. There's no intent. There's no great big, we're going to take somebody down. It's just the next shiny thing, and they have so few people and so little time. They just got to go with the big shiny thing. The loudest thing gets the attention.
Well,
the squeakiest wheel gets the grease.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease. And also, one thing I firmly believe is there's only so long people will listen to a certain type story before they lose interest and they go back to a rerun of the Andy Griffin Show or something else. And people don't want eyes to leave their screen. So you're right. They go to the shiny thing and hope that captures people's attention for at least a while. So,
well, Bill, we've been sitting here visiting. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to get a Fox Business Report at the top of the hour, and we'll have hour two of The Point with Bill Crawford coming up when we come back.
And that will bring us with Miss Caroline Dodson. The way you pronounce her name is just like Jolene, Caroline Dodson, running for Secretary of State. So let's take that break, and we're through visiting, and we'll get back in a little bit and wrap up this hour.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
AL cert number 21014.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thomas, I need you guys to light my flame sensor.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my gas valve's not flowing, buddy.
What do y'all need over there?
Oh, I need you to exchange my heat exchanger.
You don't have to speak the love language of a furnace to call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning. We can come out and do a $49 tune-up, and you'll get savings off of that, and we'll be able to figure out what's going on with your system.
Can you keep my flame lit this Valentine's Day?
We can definitely keep your flame lit.
Who do I got to call?
Call Talent at 256-503-4490.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
That was weird.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
TOC Sports has been there for you. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what does that mean? It means for more than 20 years, Alabama's largest orthopedic group has been there providing coverage and care to more schools and student athletes in the Tennessee Valley than any other group. It means whether you are the star football player, the all-region volleyball ace, or someone who hurt their knee in a weekend pickup basketball game, TOC Sports physicians are proud to have the opportunity to care for all your orthopedic needs. It means for parents, coaches, athletes, desk jockeys, or even weekend warriors, TOC Sports physicians continue to meet and exceed the orthopedic and sports medicine needs of our community. But most importantly, during these challenging times, we're here for you now, and will continue to be here. So as long as there are players on the field, games to be played, and contests to be won, the orthopedic specialist from TOC Sports will be ready to help. We don't know what the future holds, but you can count on the TOC Sports team to stay committed to you so you can stay in the game. Call 256-539-2728 today and ask to see a TOC Sports physician. Check them out online, also Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Four-time Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live March 19th at the BBC Mark C. Smith Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Every show is a new experience.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
HD 97.7.2 WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk Radio WZZN.
With the tech-heavy NASDAQ down sharply as concerns linger about a potential AI disruption to software and data companies, and as chip stocks are coming under fresh selling pressure with advanced micro devices leading the charge. AMD shares are falling 16%, putting its stock on course for the biggest pullback in years, despite the chipmaker delivering a mostly robust earnings report. And Uber stock is riding lower today and down around 4%. The ride-hailing company delivered mixed financial results with an earnings miss and revenue beat, while its gross bookings increased 22% to over $54 billion. Moving forward, Uber is looking to expand outside of U.S. cities and is also planning to have autonomous vehicles available in as many as 15 cities worldwide by the end of this year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
Republican Senate primary candidate Jared Hudson is responding to statements that were made earlier this week by the mayor of Irondale, James Stewart Jr. The mayor said that the city and its local law enforcement agencies will not be helping federal immigration agents track down and deport criminal illegal aliens in that city. Jared Hudson is the founder of Covenant Rescue Group, an organization that helps victims of sex trafficking, including children. And the group also works with law enforcement in order to catch the predators and perpetrators. Hudson says that Covenant Rescue Group was in Irondale recently, assisting in a trafficking bust where two illegal aliens were arrested. Hudson says that ICE agents are not splitting up families as the mayor suggested that they were, but instead are catching criminals who are involved in human trafficking and other crimes that directly affect U.S. citizens. Hudson maintains that it is the job of the federal government to keep Americans safe and to send those illegally here in the country back to where they came from. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Rescue Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A man from Athens has been given a hefty bond amount after he was arrested in a major drug bust in Limestone County. A traffic stop resulted in Limestone County deputies seizing cocaine and MDMA pills. 47-year-old Jarvis Kane is now behind bars on a $1.5 million bond. Kane was already out on bond for similar drug trafficking charges, and he's also a convicted felon. 29-year-old Stacy Blackwood of Lacey Spring was charged this week with chemical endangerment of a child after that child tested positive for meth. The Department of Human Resources is now involved in this case. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Is your financial advisor offering you up to a 30% upfront bonus? Are they promising you up to 10% growth per year guaranteed for your retirement income? If not, you need a new financial advisor. I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. If you plan to retire within the next 10 years, don't wait, only to find out it's too late. I've seen hardworking folks like you retire, only to be required to go back to work, all because their advisor told them guarantees like these were too good to be true. They're not. That's up to $30,000 upfront or up to $10,000 per year on $100,000, all guaranteed for retirement income. Don't work when you're supposed to be retired. If any financial advisor tells you it's too good to be true, they simply don't have the options we do. Call Trajan today, 256-208-9000, 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. If you need masonry, brick, stone, or block work, Eagle should be your first call. They can even help if your property needs grading, erosion control, and Eagle can handle dirt haul-off. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
In football and in finance, the best offense is a good defense. Neighbors Wealth Management has joined forces with Alliance Group to provide Alabamans with world-class financial service on both sides of the ball. Get the expertise to grow your wealth and protect your assets all under one roof. Give us a call and let's work together to turn your personal financial franchise into a perennial powerhouse. 256-469-2324 or visit us at neighborswealthmanagement.com. That number again is 256-469-2324 or neighborswealthmanagement.com.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. We are going to be cooler across the Tennessee Valley. Temperatures only climbing into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Dropping into the mid-20s as we head into the overnight. Plenty of sunshine for your Thursday. Temperatures climbing into the lower 40s. Back into the mid-50s by the time we get to Friday.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. On Talk Radio WZZN, a compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice, not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN, along with producer extraordinaire Brian Temple, and we are glad to be with you this afternoon. And we'd be glad and happy to have you be with us. All you got to do is pull a quarter out of your pocket. I guess they have payphones still. Drop one in the slot and give us a call at 256-382-0724. We've got time for the next few minutes to take some calls if you want to give us a call and just tell us what is on your mind today and what you think is right and what you think is wrong, and or just what you think about anything. And a few headlines from our state today. Again, it's kind of a slow news day, but those things happen every now and then. But the members of our Senate Judiciary Committee down on Goat Hill in Montgomery have passed passed legislation that makes child rapists eligible for the death penalty. This was filed by State Rep Matt Simpson from Daphne. And it passed the House in 2025 overwhelmingly, but wasn't voted on in the Senate. And the details of this bill are simply this. If a person 18 or older is convicted of rape or first-degree sodomy, when the victim is under 12, the person will be given a death sentence. If the offender is under 18, the sentence is life imprisonment without parole. I wasn't tracking anything like that, and I'm certainly not totally versed on that, but that seems like a law that that would punish people who are doing some very bad things. Not certain that it's going to pass, but it has been introduced, and we'll see what happens with that law. Another thing that's happening in our state is a senatorial candidate who is an independent, Greg Jelks, is making a plea for our senators, Katie Britt and Tommy Tuberville, to commit to no stock trading and full transparency on their economic gains while in office. I was of the opinion, and I thought so, maybe I wasn't correct, I thought that the elected officials in those positions had to disclose their income tax returns anyway. But maybe they don't, because obviously this candidate thinks that it is a problem and that something should be done about it. Another bill that has been introduced is a bill from Marika Coleman on gambling. Now, what this bill does, it's not a specific thing that says, I think we should have casino gambling, or I think we should have a lottery, or I think we should have anything. It's just a bill that if the House approves it, is going to put on the ballot for the state to say, should we or should we not have gambling? Yes or no, not the specific type gambling. And if this bill passes, then what's going to happen is it will go to the go back to the legislators in Montgomery to then hash out the details about what kind of gambling they will then introduce for voters, excuse me, for the public. And I don't know exactly what that's going to be. A lot of people are an advocate of a lottery. A lot of people aren't. Some folks say that a lottery just creates a false revenue stream and it preys on the people who can afford it least. And there's a lot of people who say, hey, we don't want casinos. We had Senator Sam Gavan on the other day, and he was not a big fan. And he said there's a lot of people in the state who aren't big fans of having casinos in their area. And for lots of reasons. One of the reasons are the type of clientele that it brings into your area. So I don't know. We'll see about casinos and we'll see about gambling. That bill will hopefully at least the people of Alabama can say what they think. One of the other things that we've been talking about through the past a few episodes of this show is we've been talking about growth in our area, and growth is a good reflection of what's happening. And one of the good barometers of that is home sales. And what happened in December here is home sales fell 3% from the month of December, but they're still higher than by 2.9% than they were in the same period last year. So what does that tell you? It tells you that the boat is still high, but it's just not at exactly the high water mark that it was last year. It said that Alabama had 5,604 home sales in December, but that was 174 fewer than 1 year ago. The median home sale price in Alabama, this is good, grew by $33,726 over the year, and that's a 15.9% increase from the previous year. One other thing we've been talking about here with a lot of our elected officials and those who are desirous of being elected officials are rural health and what kind of an issue that is. Well, Governor Ivey, Kay Ivey, who is in the final year of her term, said that she has secured $203 million in funding to be directed towards rural health care. Now, the question is what will happen with that money? Where will it go? What kind of services will it provide? But the bottom line is at least the money is here. And $203 million is a lot of money, I think. It's a lot of money to me. And hopefully that can go to some of our rural areas where people can have health care in their own city without having to have a medical emergency and have to drive 45 minutes to an hour to a metro center where there are hospitals available. And that's one thing that's important in Alabama, because Alabama, you know, you go down I-65, you hit Huntsville, Birmingham, Montgomery, and Mobile, and we have our four major metro areas, but you go off the interstate to the right or left, any measure of miles, and pretty soon you find yourself in a rural area. And a lot of those hospitals are in danger of closing down. So hopefully something can happen on that and we can keep these hospitals open and have health care available where people need it. Very, very, very important thing. And I'm glad to see that news. You know, we heard Rex Reynolds talk about that the other day on the show, and he was kind of giving or alluding to the same thing, that there is going to be issues for or funding for rural health care. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take our first break. And those are just some of the news and notes from Alabama. And we'll come back and we'll talk to Caroline Dobson, who is running for Secretary of State. And she's got quite the resume. Brian, take us out of here and get us back in a few.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
Is your financial advisor offering you up to a 30% upfront bonus? Are they promising you up to 10% growth per year guaranteed for your retirement income? If not, you need a new financial advisor. I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. If you plan to retire within the next 10 years, don't wait, only to find out it's too late. I've seen hardworking folks like you retire, only to be required to go back to work, all because their advisor told them guarantees like these were too good to be true. They're not. That's up to $30,000 upfront or up to $10,000 per year on $100,000, all guaranteed for retirement income. Don't work when you're supposed to be retired. If any financial advisor tells you it's too good to be true, they simply don't have the options we do. Call Trajan today, 256-208-9000, 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today,
right,
or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and we are on Talk Radio WZZN up here in Hunts, Vegas, Alabama. We are glad to have you with us. You can listen to the show many ways. You can go to our website at talkradiowzzn.com, click Listen Live, go to the App Store and download our app at Talk Radio WZZN. And you can also call us on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline, which is happening right now with Secretary of State candidate Caroline Dobson. Caroline, how are you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing great. Thanks. How about you?
Oh, couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. We thank you for joining us today. And if you don't mind, I'm going to take a moment to introduce you to the audience with some information about you, where Caroline was born and raised in Beatrice, Alabama, and she grew up on her family's fifth generation cattle farm. Wow. And that's where you learned hard work. And I know that I've done a lot of work on a farm myself. it is hard work. There's nothing easy about working on a farm, and it starts early and it finishes late. If it finishes at all. Well, let me ask you this. What kind of farm did y'all, it was a cattle farm, right?
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My grandfather, was a vocational ag teacher. He was the youngest of 10 kids and, worked his way through Auburn during the Great Depression. He was a bus boy in the athletic dorm at, Alabama Polytechnic as it was then. But got a degree in ag education. And so he was, an ag education teacher at Beatrice High School. My grandmother was a math teacher. Those are my dad's parents. And, so he, my grandfather row cropped, quite a bit. But in his retirement, really converted most things to kind of grazing land. And so I have a commercial cow-calf operation that my dad still runs. He's, about to be 81, next week, but is still hard at it down in Monroe County.
Well, what was your job as a young person growing up on the farm? I know you were a national merit finalist, a presidential scholar, went to Harvard, Baylor Law School, but before all that good stuff, what did you do down on the farm?
It was more like, you know, what didn't I do? I have a younger sister, and so, you know, everything from, you know, feeding and watering cows and horses, you know, every now and then, anyone who has cows, you'll have an orphan cow. You know, taking care of an orphan cow. We had horses too, so taking care of the horses, raking hay, helping repair fence. So you kind of name it. There are a lot of things that go into, you know, just having that operation. And so, but I'm very grateful for having grown up out on the farm. I can't imagine a better way to grow up. I grew up with, you know, three TV channels, and I can't imagine that recreating that today. It would be hard to do, which is kind of scary, honestly, thinking about all the information our kids are exposed to.
Well, you know, I grew up with those. No, I had actually four TV channels in my small town in Tennessee, and my function was I was the remote control. They'd say, "Hey, go turn it on another channel."
No, it was. I was blissfully sheltered as a child, and so again, my heart aches, especially with the news of everything, you know, this week. We've seen just young children exposed to things that are unimaginable. And so I'm very grateful to have grown up the way that I did, with parents that prioritized faith in God and Jesus and working hard.
Well, now you later went to Harvard College. Now, this is a very stupid, naive question, but is Harvard College the Harvard I'm thinking about, or is there another Harvard?
Yes, no, that is not. So Harvard University is kind of like the umbrella institution, and Harvard College is the undergrad part of Harvard University, and then also included, you know, is the law school and the medical school, and all the graduate schools are kind of under the umbrella of Harvard University, but the undergrad part is Harvard College. I also want to clarify for the listeners out there that I was a proud member of the Harvard Republican Club all 4 years, and even though there were about a dozen of us, not that many of us.
But, not up there.
Elise Stefanik was a senior when I was a freshman, and so you know, look up to her tremendously. So there were some conservatives, and I do think the experience of having to defend not only my political beliefs but also my faith was one that, even though unpleasant to have to go through, it helped make me a stronger person and made me more convicted, again, not only in my conservative values, but also in my faith in God.
Well, now, after college, obviously you went to Baylor Law School. Tell us a little bit about your law career.
Yes, yes. No, I went to Baylor because I was looking for as conservative a law school as I could find. And so I thought a Baptist law school in the heart of Texas had to be pretty close. And so I'm grateful to have had that experience where I actually could talk freely about my faith in the context of the law, because that is the basis of our laws here in the United States and you know, what was motivating our founding fathers. And too many law schools don't talk about faith when they're talking about public policy. But yes, went to Baylor for law school. I practiced in Texas for a few years. That's where I met my husband. And we got married, but when it came time to start a family, I knew I wanted to be back in Alabama. I wanted to raise my kids in Alabama. So we moved back in 2019, shortly before the birth of our first daughter. We now are blessed with two daughters, 6 and 3, and we live in Montgomery. I practice commercial real estate law, so working with a lot of small business owners, and that's what, in part, led me to run for the office of Secretary of State, because I think there are so many ways that we as a state should be focused on making it easier and more affordable to start and grow a small business, especially small businesses in our rural areas. Small businesses are truly the backbone of our state's economy, and we're seeing, you know, a lot of rural Alabama dying and hospitals closing and you know, the answer to, you know, failing healthcare in our rural areas is having a strong business backbone in our rural areas. And you know, again, if we want to encourage that, we've got to encourage small business growth. So I want to streamline services. I want to reduce fees. And I also want to make sure that we're constantly looking at our business code, our tax structure, to make sure that it's inviting to small businesses.
Well, let me ask you this. I got to ask you a question since you were down in Baylor land, and I've been down there before too. Did you bring back a bunch of Chip and Joanna Gaines stuff with you? Or?
So I'll date myself, but I actually was there before they kind of came on the scene, or they may have been in, I guess they may have been in Waco, but before their show really took off. I was there before in the pre-Gainesian era of Waco, if you will. So, but I am happy for the area of Waco. It was a great community. A lot of wonderful people, a lot of history, and for years had just kind of been, bypass because it's right in between Dallas, Fort Worth, and Austin, and so those, you know, that those metro areas, it kind of attracted businesses and opportunities, and so I'm glad for Waco that it finally has its moment in the sun.
Well, we went down there a couple of years ago and went in that little facility. It was pretty cool. I know my wife certainly loved it, but let me ask you this: this is not your first rodeo in politics. Tell us about your first election attempt at Congress, where, you know, you kind of had the cards stacked against you, but it seems like you still gave a really good showing.
Well, thank you. No, yes, I'm a mom, wife, lawyer, had never run for office, never been in politics prior to 2024, but I felt led to run for the Republican nomination in Congressional District 2, which that was that district that was redrawn pursuant to litigation brought by the NAACP to basically force another Democrat district on the state of Alabama. And again, having never been in politics, I certainly wasn't atypical candidate, but there was a week left of the filing period, and there was not a single Republican who had stepped up to run for that seat. And I was just not willing to let my home, to let the place where I was raising my kids be represented by a far left Washington Democrat without a fight to try to save that seat. And ultimately, you know, I didn't win that race. But it was a tremendous experience. It only deepened my love for this state, for the appreciation of the wonderful people that we have here, and the opportunities, a lot of untapped opportunities that we have throughout South Alabama, and also the opportunity to frankly witness to some lifelong Democrats who feel like the Democrat Party has left them. You know, if you look at all the Republican congressional candidates throughout the United States, I finished 10th in the nation in outperforming President Trump, which meant that I, you know, got hundreds of voters who had previously been straight ticket Democrat voters to split their ticket for the first time to think about the candidate that reflected their values. And, you know, Alabama obviously was not really a target for much presidential campaigning, given that you know, it was kind of a foregone conclusion that President Trump would get our electoral college vote. So really, most of the campaigning that went on in the 2024 race on the federal level was in, you know, between me and my Democrat opponent. And I'm very grateful that some folks in the district, again, who were lifelong Democrats, you know, really thought about who was going to represent them best in Congress, and they decided to vote for a Republican. And I hope and pray that, you know, while that didn't result in a victory for me, that down the road, when they have a really close county commission race or a sheriff's race or a school board race, you know, that they'll think about, okay, well, you know, this guy is not bought into the woke agenda. And yeah, I've always voted for a Democrat for school board, but I'm going to vote for him because I know that he's going to make sure that my kids aren't exposed to sexually explicit material, that they are, you know, going to get the training and the skills they need to succeed in the workforce, and not a bunch of ideology that doesn't align with my faith and value.
Well, let me ask you this. Why? Well, first of all, I want to make sure that our listeners know one thing, because not everybody, if you're not into politics, not everybody knows that. But I want to make sure that people know that your position, the Secretary of State, is on every ballot in the state of Alabama. This is a statewide position. Is that not correct?
Yes, sir. That is absolutely correct. And so everybody in the state will have to, or every Republican primary voter is going to have to vote on this election. And so I would humbly ask for all your listeners to vote for me, Caroline Dobson. But it's incredibly important, as I touched on earlier, our Secretary of State is in charge of all business services and corporate filings in our state. But really, the number one job is election security. And again, having been a candidate in a very, very hotly contested general election, I cannot emphasize enough how fundamental election integrity is to the continued growth of our state and the protection of our values. I mean, you can have great qualified candidates step up to run who share your values, and you can have an electorate that is really engaged and informed and is taking the time to get out and vote. But if you don't have secure elections, then all of that's for nothing. And you can't guarantee that your kids grow up in the same country that you did. And so that's why it's something that we cannot take for granted. And there is so much more that we can do to maintain our voter rolls. I mean, just a few weeks ago, our current Secretary of State, Wes Allen, who's now running for Lieutenant Governor, you know, made an announcement that he had removed 186 non-citizens from our voter rolls. These are, you know, people that were on our voter rolls, 25 of which apparently had actually voted in our elections. And I can point to multiple instances throughout the state where there have been county commission races, sheriff's races, state legislative races that have been determined by less than 10 votes. So, you know, any vote by someone who is not qualified to be on our voter rolls is a disenfranchisement of you and of me as rightful Alabamian voters.
Well, let me ask a question about that, because I think that is indeed a very important issue. How can that come to be? I know me as a typical voter, you know, I had to register to vote, and then every time I go and vote, at least up here in Huntsville, you can't get a ballot unless you present an ID that's scanned. So how do people like that get on the rolls, and how can you get them off?
Well, I want to work with our legislature to close the loopholes when it comes to voter registration. You're absolutely right. We are very fortunate in this state to have voter ID at the polls. And so not a lot of states don't have that. And we're seeing kind of the debate about the SAVE Act, on the federal level about, you know, having to provide some sort of photo identification when you go to vote. I think this should not be a partisan issue. That should be, pretty basic common sense, but the issue is more getting on the rolls in the first place. As I'm sure, you know, if you've renewed your driver's license often, pretty much every time you renew your driver's license, you're asked automatically if you want to register to vote. And so there are a number of people in this state. So those 186 non-citizens, those were not illegal aliens. They were legal aliens. They were people who, for whatever reason, you know, had valid visas, had the right to be here, but were not citizens. And so they very well may have a driver's license. There are a number of people in this state who are not citizens who might have a government-issued photo ID. Think about a number of foreign grad students at the number of public universities throughout this state who have a student ID. That is a government-issued form of photo ID, but yet these folks are not citizens and therefore, you know, are not permitted under our Constitution to be casting votes in elections. So it's what we need and what I will call on the legislature to enact is more affirmation of identity, of citizenship, and of residency when you register to vote. So we don't end up with people on our rolls that don't belong there. So again, the stats that Secretary Allen brought to bear were that 186 non-citizens were on our rolls, 25 of whom had actually voted. So that shows you that, you know, there were probably some of those 186 non-citizens who didn't even realize they were on our voter rolls. I would have to, you know, they maybe get their driver's license and then say, oh, yeah, sure, I'll do whatever you want, the extras. Oh, sure. And then, you know, here they end up, you know, on a voter registration list, even though, you know, they do not have the right to vote in our elections. So it's incredibly important that we focus on this, as well as working with other states to make sure we've identified voters who used to live in Alabama but no longer reside here. You know, we live in a very transient society. We need to make sure that that we don't have folks on our rolls that, you know, no longer live in our state. Of course, that we remove deceased voters. And this is still an issue. I mean, for instance, in Perry County, Alabama, as of 2024, there were over 1,000 more folks on their voter roll than there were voter-aged eligible residents of the county. So this is something that we cannot be too vigilant about, and I will work to make sure that our voter rolls are maintained, as well as making sure that we crack down on absentee ballot harvesting, which fortunately our legislature has now made absentee ballot harvesting a felony. And that's a wonderful thing, but we need to enforce that law and make sure that folks who do try to cheat our system are prosecuted, and folks know that they cannot try to engage in absentee ballot harvesting.
One thing I would ask, I recently went through this myself a few months ago, was getting the wonderful Star ID driver's license. is there any? Yeah, we had to go see our daughter and our grandson up in D.C., and we didn't have Star IDs, and we had to go spend the weekend in Sheffield to get the Star ID. But is there any way that something like that could be incorporated into the system, where if a person shows up with an ID, that it's not just a driver's license, it's something that's been vetted?
Yes, and you know, certainly when it comes to the voter files, trying to get more information from the voters. But really, you know, I think probably the easiest way to secure our voter rolls is on the registration end, is to require more proof of true citizenship, not just check the box if you're a U.S. citizen. Well, that's just operating on the honor system. But instead requiring proof of residency too, because, there are issues where people will register, you know, people who are living in Alabama, but maybe, there's a really tight race in the municipality next door. And so you can, you know, technically you can register, to vote claiming that you reside, in Tuscumbia when you actually reside in Sheffield. If Tuscumbia has a really close mayoral race, and as long as you put in a valid 911 address in Tuscumbia, you know, who's checking that currently under our current registration laws? So requiring more proof of residency will also help ensure that there's not any manipulation when it comes to kind of shifting populations in close municipal races or other races of that character.
Well, hopefully you can get that straightened out. And again, I understand you are running unopposed, so you will be the Republican.
I'm not.
Really?
I've got two Republican primary opponents, so I would very much appreciate the votes of your listeners. So yes, there are three of us in the Republican primary race.
Well, I apologize for that. I've got a piece of paper that obviously it's dated. So always like to give people the last word. You tell folks why they should vote for you, and then we will let you get out of here.
Well, again, what is so important to the people of this state and to the future generations of this state is having trust in your elections and trust in your economy. President Trump is restoring that trust and transparency up in Washington, D.C., and we deserve that from our next slate of leadership. Next year, we're going to have basically entirely new state leadership that's going to impact the future of Alabama, not just for the next 4 years, but for decades to come. This is going to craft the environment in which our kids and grandkids are growing up, and it's so important that we have secure elections, that we have an economy that our kids can have real opportunities to succeed in. And so that's why I ask for your vote, because you know that I will be focused every day on ensuring the security of our elections and ensuring that small businesses can thrive throughout this state, because we've got to promote growth in this state, but we've also got to protect values. So I would, again, humbly ask for the votes of those listening, Caroline Dobson on May 19th, and you can check out more at DobsonForAlabama.com. We're also on social media, Dobson for AL on X, Truth Social, Instagram, and Facebook.
Wow, that's a lot. That sounds really good. And pardon me for my little gaffe. I just looked at my sheet wrong. But
no,
hey.
I was unopposed until the last day of qualifying. So that was true for about a week there. I qualified. You know, I've been announced my candidacy about 7 months ago, and have been campaigning. And so I was the first to qualify and was the only one for about 2 weeks there. So.
Well, then that explains why my sheet is I didn't update it after last Friday. But, hey, thank you for coming on. I really enjoyed that. You're obviously a very intelligent, very dedicated, very motivated person. And best of luck in the election. And we will probably be talking to you again. So thank you much, ma'am.
Thank you. I would appreciate that. I hope you have a great afternoon. And again, thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. Hey, stay warm.
Thanks. You too.
All right, Brian, let's go ahead and get out of here, and we'll come back in a short one.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
ALSR number 21014.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thomas, I need you guys to light my flame sensor.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my gas valve's not flowing, buddy.
What do y'all need over there?
Oh, I need you to exchange my heat exchanger.
You don't have to speak the love language of a furnace to call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning. We can come out and do a $49 tune-up, and you'll get savings off of that, and we'll be able to figure out what's going on with your system.
Can you keep my flame lit this Valentine's Day?
We can definitely keep your flame lit.
Who do I got to call?
Call Talent at 256-503-4490.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
That was weird.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry. All backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Basketball fans, get ready, as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City in Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 meteorologist Emily Owen. Mostly cloudy skies continue for this Wednesday night across the Tennessee Valley. We'll see low temperatures fall into the low 20s for the overnight. Heading into our Thursday, we'll start the day off mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny by the afternoon. High temperatures warming into the low 40s for the day, and we could also potentially see wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is Bill Crawford alongside producer Brian Temple. That was Miss Caroline Dobson, who I thought she was the only candidate for Secretary of State, but I guess last Friday...
Well, she said, until it came down to the wire, she was.
Yeah, she was. And in fact, every bit of literature I have only lists her, but Brian and I were kind of talking between the interview about... You know, the issue of identifying voters properly at the poll. Now, I know that it is a federal thing and it's not a state thing, but I know this. If you want to get on an airplane nowadays, you got to take every piece of paper and every bit of documentation that you have down to the Driver's License Bureau, which is not a federal thing, and you get a star ID that says, hey, I'm real. To get mine, I had to produce... Social Security card, birth certificate, proof of residence in about three or four forms. Mm-hmm. I had to have a mortgage, just all this stuff that proved I was who I am.
All the work of a background check, you did all the work for their background check.
Right. And Brian, I think you were mentioning that if you go purchase a firearm, that within 10 minutes, there's a background check.
Well, yeah, and not to delve too deep in that, but I mean, just... as someone who's purchased a firearm, I know that the background check for that does not take very long. I mean, you know, if it takes 20 minutes, it's taking too long. And to get a concealed carry permit, the Sheriff's Department does the same check. And so if all of that resource is available, especially at the county level with the Sheriff's Department, and at the state level, even at the federal level to purchase a firearm, then why are we not having that check at the license office?
Well, we're going to delve into that a little bit further next week when we have Mr. Don Shaw of the Voter Registration Office here in Madison County.
I would love to hear his comments on this.
Yeah, I want to hear what he has to say. I want to hear how those issues are attended to here in our area, which
especially is, people who the people who work at the polls, those are volunteers,
right?
And I know that, but I know they have to go through training and there's things like that. But there's only so much they can do. There's a lot of responsibility to put on a volunteer to check these IDs, but they do. They check them and they ask you questions when you go to vote, and so they're doing due diligence. So I'm really confused about how the people who are not properly registered to vote are voting, and also I'm also want to know who they vote for.
Well, that is hopefully we'll get some answers on that.
I'm interested to talk to Mr. Shaw and find out what he says about it.
Well, we're going to next week. I think we have him on. I hadn't scheduled time yet, but I'll let you know by Friday what time he's coming on.
Bill and I are going into planning later. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about
it. We'll get it figured out. We'll let you know when he's going to be on. And we welcome for you to come in and comment on stuff like this. We want to hear from you. 256-382-0724. Call us up. At us on our Twitter feed at Talk Radio WZZN. We've got a Facebook page. We've got an Instagram. Slide into our DMs. Talk to us. This is your radio station. This is your community show, and we want to hear from you. You're part of what makes it great. Anybody who would pay money to listen to me and Bill talk, I have no idea. But this is your radio station. This is your show.
Absolutely. Well, today we'll see what people have, what our listeners have in common with some of the stuff that's going on today. First of all, if today is your birthday, you share a birthday with Alice Cooper, who is 78 years old. Again, that's a name that you mentioned that makes me feel old. I grew up listening to Alice Cooper.
That's right.
And also, you share a birthday with former president, the 44th Vice President of the United States, Dan Quayle. And one of my favorite...
With an E.
What's that?
With an E.
With an E, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, and you share a birthday with Clint Black. And if you want to celebrate something today.
I like Clint Black.
What's that?
I like Clint Black.
I like Clint Black, too. But if you want to celebrate something today, if you like the piano, today is Liberace Day.
I have to get my candelabra out.
You have to get your candelabra out. Today is also National Thank Your Mail Carrier Day. Hardly ever see my mail carrier, but I know he's doing his job. And
I've
also
got a good mail carrier. She takes very good care of us.
Yeah, we do too. And today is also, this is a good one, Torture Abolition Day.
Okay.
All
right, this is what we said, you know, no more torture.
No more torture. I'm all for that. And there's one thing that happened on this date in history that's kind of not ever mentioned. I've never heard it mentioned until I looked it up today, and that is this. In this day in 1783, Britain ended the Revolutionary War.
Well, how about that?
And I had no idea. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here, come back, close it out today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed Caroline Dobson. Back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes. When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title. Because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal. And we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beavs likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
Four-time Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live March 19th at the BBC Mark C. Smith Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Every show is a new experience.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying I did not die in vain.
Hey, folks, thanks for being with us today on The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. We had a fairly interesting show today, especially Miss Caroline Dobson, talking about some of the issues with voting in our state, issues that aren't as bad in other places or here as there are in other places, but something obviously that still needs attention. I've texted her and said I may want to have her back on to further expound on that, because that's an issue that's a little bit complicated, and I want to hear more about the solutions than the problem, and I think she can help us with that. And next week, again, we're going to have Don Shaw from the Voter Registration Office to tell us how that works here in Alabama. Tomorrow we have school system Sheila Bannister, who works with the curriculum of the Huntsville City Schools. And later that afternoon we'll have podcaster Angela McClure, who seems to be on top of everything. Friday, we're going to shift to Fun Friday, Friendly Friday, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. And then we're going to have special guest Tom Chapman, who has a great little charity that I'd love to tell you guys about. And folks, remember this, as I say, where you stand depends on where you sit. And frankly, we're all sitting in the same boat, some on the right, some on the left, some in the middle, but we're all in that same boat. If we want to keep the boat from sinking, we better make sure that we work together and try to compromise, talk, and communicate. This is Bill Crawford and Brian Temple. We are out, and we'll see you tomorrow.